Joel Kotkin is with us. We love talking to him. He's a columnist with the OC Register and a professor at Chapman University, an expert on life in an American city and specifically life in L.A. and Southern California. It's a pleasure to welcome aboard Mr. Kotkin. Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's a lot cool. I'm in Quebec. It's a lot cooler here.
You know, the Vietnam War is over, Joel. You can come home.
I am. I'll be home tonight, actually.
Okay, good. All right. We're happy to have you back. You wrote a piece in the OC Register about a Democratic blue-collar rebellion, and it's interesting because, obviously, California, the Republican Party, is gone the way of the spotted owl. You know, it's the Republicans in California could use endangered species status. But the Democrats still have a big coalition, including blue-collar Democrats, working boots Democrats, and their jobs are threatened as this cap-and-trade global warming ballot initiative that was pushed by Schwarzenegger, of all people, but supported by liberal Democrats across the state. And now that it's, you know, kicking in, they're discovering that it has tremendous implications in terms of gas prices and jobs.
Well, yeah, and I think that the real hope in California is that a coalition of blue-collar and middle-class Democrats, largely Latino, and you know, with what's left of the Republican Party, can start to dial back some of this insanity. I mean, California's waging, sort of a weird war to try to, stop, climate change. And of course, it's if you do the mathematics, it will have so little effect that as to be close to none. But what it does is it has tremendous effect on gas prices, on where companies locate. If you go to a place like Utah today, and their cost of energy is roughly half of what it is in California. So not only is that for residential, but companies that would employ these people say, I'm not going to go to a place where my cost of energy is going to be twice as high and is going to get much worse.
We seem to have, though, an infinite capacity for passing symbolic legislation that accomplishes almost nothing to its purported purpose, but has grave negative consequences to the life as it's led. And we do this at the city council level. We do it routinely.
Well, because, basically the underlying principle of modern progressivism isn't really to help people's lives. It's to make the progressives feel better about themselves. And so, whereas I would consider myself an old-fashioned Democrat, I say, well, how do we help middle and working-class people do better? That's really not the objective. The objective is so I can look myself in the mirror and feel good about myself. And if I'm wealthy, what do I care? Tell me, does Tom Steyer care if the price of gas is, $500 a gallon? It would be irrelevant to him.
We're talking with Joel Kotkin, Register columnist, by the way, and you can read Joel Kotkin's piece and more in the opinion pages of the OC Register. And to get the newspaper delivered in full digital access, visit ocregister.com/subscribe. Joel, while I got you here, I wanted to ask you about the conviction yesterday in a court of former L.A. City Councilman Richard Alarcon, because you've written about and studied in the city of Los Angeles and always have insights into the city that are well worth considering. And the Alarcon case, I think, was an important one because this was a prosecution that was begun when Steve Cooley was still L.A. County D.A. and continued under Jackie Lacey. And it's a rare case where political corruption in the city of L.A. was really followed to the finish line over a long period of time. This case was going on for years.
Well, but I think this is a symptom of something that's become more and more common in not just in L.A., but across California. You have all the state senators
right
being indicted. And this is in part, not completely, a product of when you have a one-party system. And so everything begins to go to one party, you don't feel sort of responsible, and you don't feel threatened. When I first moved to California, we had a very vital two-party system. In the city of Los Angeles, where it's nonpartisan, it was not nearly as much a controlled kind of burn. Right now, exactly who's going to get in and who's going to follow. And when there's no political competition, then people begin to become very arrogant, and they think, well, I can do anything I want. And we are seeing a lot of that now.
Well, it is the danger of one-party rule, and it's one of the oldest cliches that happens to be based on truth. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, and when you have one power rule and you have a lazy media, it's both lazy and eviscerated because there's been so many cuts in newsrooms, and as a result, you have a population that's ill-informed or completely ignorant of what's going on and disinterested, and that was one of the great frustrations that I have. Because we have so many people who live here who just don't care about local government. They just don't care what their local government does. And then you scratch your head and wonder, everybody's complaining about stuff, but when it comes time to actually make a difference on Election Day, nobody shows up.
Well, this is also a symptom, particularly in L.A., but in across California, of a hollowing out of the middle class. So you have fewer and fewer people with, if you want to say, skin in the game. They own a business, they own a home, and so they actually care to some extent what happens in the city. You have a population now that just, is increasingly disengaged. Then you have a one-party system, so you can't change anything even if you want to. And so you end up in a situation, I wrote a column a while ago, that sort of like Mexico during the period when PRI was in power for, basically 40 years, 50 years with no interruption. Now Mexico has a kind of vital democracy.
Right.
We don't.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Well, maybe with all those people coming up from Mexico, maybe they'll impose a vital democracy someday. Thanks for being with us, Joel. We always appreciate it. Joel Kotkin, OC Register columnist.